What is up, all my Nexus family? It is your host and creator of the Nexus podcast, Dr. Daniel Kimbley, and you are tuned into another episode this week. And on this week's episode of the podcast, we are going to talk about five keys to set you free in all aspects of your life. This is inspired by a series of events that have went down with me in my life over the course of the last few weeks, culminating with the trip to Texas a few weekends ago. So I hope you get some value out of this episode. I know I certainly did, and sharing these five keys with you have changed my life, and I know they'll do the same for you if you're willing to do one thing, and that is put in the work required. So kick back, relax, and enjoy this episode of the Nexus Podcast, where I talk about five keys to set your life completely free. Okay, I was having an interesting conversation with my wife over the weekend that we were in Texas, which is probably going to be a few weekends ago now that you're listening to this podcast. But nonetheless, a few weekends ago, my wife and I are sitting down. We're having a conversation about what we notice happening in the airport. Now, this is not a place to judge. This is not a conversation to say that anyone is right or wrong. The beautiful thing about living in a land of the free, which is America, is that you get to choose what you want to do. You get to choose who you hang out with. You get to choose what you think. You get to choose your political party. You get to choose. It's a thing called freedom. It doesn't necessarily matter to me. I know I roll by a certain set of codes that may be very different from some other people, but the point of this episode is to talk about something important that Heather brought up to me when we were in the airport in Texas. And this is a conversation similar, or something went something like this, is that we started looking around and we're like, man, right now, everyone seems to be drowning. Like, there's so much fear. There's so much negativity. There's so much lack of hope and lack of faith that people just seem to be drowning in stress, in turmoil, in worry, in fear, in all of these things. And you guys know my slant is always to think about physiology and what's happening with the brain and with the body when we get into fear states, or when we get into scared states, or when we get into anxious states, or when we get into worried states. And what we know about all of those states and all of those emotions is that they trigger a stress response in the body. And the interesting part is, like, it's just a thought within the brain. So we know that just like experiencing something scary, you can trigger a stress response in your body just by the thoughts that you think. And so all of this fear is negatively affecting our part of our brain that's responsible for our logical, rational thought. Now, the point of this podcast is not to talk about just that necessarily, but what I did want to talk about is the fact that it seems like everyone is drowning. And with that, there's this sense of, like, the people that I get to take care of and I choose to interact with on a daily basis who just don't experience the same thing. And it's due to a couple of reasons. And as Heather and I were talking about this, I'm like, babe, this would be a great episode of a podcast if we could think about what are, like, five keys or five things that we could share with people for the fear and the stress and the anxiety and the social climate and the political climate, like all the stuff that there is to worry about. The bottom line, it comes down to this, is that you have a choice of how you respond in any given set of situations. So in other words, what I'm telling you is you and solely you alone get to control your physiology and the way that your body experiences or doesn't experience a stress response. And what I know from what I've experienced is that there are a number of things that you can do in order to help facilitate a better state so that you can be there for your family, so that you can be there for your business, so that you can be there for the people who need you the most. Because ultimately, the world needs more of those people. The world needs more of yous, and the more of yous who aren't scared and aren't stressed out and aren't fearful. And there are a couple of keys that I've lived my life by that I think will actually allow you to start to do the same if you're not already. Now, we're all at different phases on the journey. I don't have it all figured out yet, but one of the things that really got me inspired to do this is, like, when we were in Texas, I was in a group of 30 chiropractors. We were doing some training, and it's not chiropractic technique training. It's like chiropractic business mindset training. And what it comes down to is working on you. Or, like, me working on me, and nothing else mattered. Like, if I don't work on me, I can't help anybody else. And the same is true. I tell people this all the time who are in our office. Like, if you don't want to take care of your physical body, you're not going to be able to take care of business. You're not going to be able to take care of relationships. You're not going to be able to take care of the things that you need to take care of inside of your life because your nervous system isn't functioning well. Well, the same thing is true, is that When we look around, it's very easy to feel isolated and drowning and in like an island on our own. And the reason that I love my event in Texas is because I realized this, I had this big realization is that every man in the room was all going through the same thing. Like we all had stuff that we could work on in our marriage. We all had stuff that we could work on with relationships with our kids. We all had things that we could work on inside of our business. The problem is that no one wants to talk about those things. And so key number one in all of this is just telling the truth. Like, be willing to tell the truth. And the truth gets tricky because a lot of times, and I know this is the case for me, and I'll share a story here in just a second. The truth for me was so, I was deceiving myself so much that I couldn't even see the truth. And so here was the, when we talk about telling the truth, I'll just share an example from my life, is that when I was teaching high school English, I tried to pretend like Heather and I's relationship was perfect, that we had it all figured out, that we were doing amazing, that we were this untouchable couple, when the fact of the matter was it couldn't be further from the truth. I was a terrible partner. Like, I literally, Heather would get home, she would drive an hour each way to work, she would get home at 7:30, I was getting home from teaching by like 2:30 or 3, and then I would spend 4 hours in the gym until she got home, expect her to cook, expect her to clean, and while I was doing foam rolling and things like that, and have my friends hang out in the garage while we're doing CrossFit, like terrible stuff like that. She would literally ask me like, babe, how was your day? And I would say good. And I don't want to say anything other than good because I don't want to talk about my work day. Because I was, and like in my head, that was me protecting her or like keeping her from negative stuff. But what I realized now is that I was never connecting with her. But I was telling myself a lie that our relationship is great. And so telling the truth is like, first you got to be willing to tell yourself the truth. And then you got to be willing to tell other people in your life the truth. So telling people the truth about your life, about what you have going on. Like telling the truth will allow you to get to a place where you don't feel like you're drowning, where you can start to take that telling the truth piece and move you into a place of power instead of a fear, stressed out physiology. Because if you're not living congruently, if you're not telling the truth, it's very, very difficult to like express life full out because you're hiding and you're suppressing things. And so key number one, telling the truth. Key number two is like whatever your truth is, don't give in. Like, don't give in to what somebody else thinks that you should do or shouldn't do just because it's going to make your life easier. Like, there's this concept that we just talked about at this event that I was in Texas, like walk, run, or sprint. Some people could walk and they could only walk. And physically their bodies couldn't handle any more than walking. Some people could run and some people could sprint. Walk, run, sprint. You get to choose, but don't give in. Like, don't give in to the pressure of what other people think is right for you and your family. Don't give in to what you know is right and true in your heart just because you're getting pressured. Because when you do, you stop telling the truth and it completely dims your light and it creates this space within your body that's actually going to make you more susceptible to more fear, to more negativity, to all of the things that you don't want in your life. It's going to start to attract those. So key number one, start telling the truth. Start with the person you look at in the mirror every day, which is yourself. Start telling yourself the truth. Start telling yourself the truth about your relationship. Start telling yourself the truth about your bank account. Start telling yourself the truth about your business. I'll give you an example of this for me inside of my physical body is I was like pretending like I was super healthy, super healthy, super healthy. I just got some blood tests back. Come to find out, I have some things that are very, very negative within my blood tests that I have to work on. And so this is a whole thing of like telling yourself the truth and then don't give in. Like, I'm not going to give in and go start taking medications because I had a little bit wrong with my blood work. Like, I know that my body knows how to heal itself. I just need to do some things to fuel it differently and change up some things that I'm doing within my morning routines. And sure, it's going to be a journey and sure, it messes up my whole world and how I operate, but it's not going to get me down. It's not going to hold me back because I'm never going to give in on what I know is true. And what I know to be true is that my body knows how to heal itself. My body is perfect. Your body is perfect. Your family bodies are perfect. All of those things is what I know. And I will never give in on that principle ever, 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 ever. Regardless if I have to walk, regardless if I have to crawl, regardless if I have to run, regardless if I have to sprint. Key number three, know your worth. Know what you are worth as a human being and see yourself as more. And so when we start to feel this, like the world closing in on us and it starts to get scary and all those things, just remember that God did not put you on this planet to be scared and afraid and worried. God put you here to shed light and be a creator and change people's lives and uplift people and be a disciple in whatever way that is, like literally just spreading light. And you can only do that if you know your worth and you see yourself as more. Like, we're all destined for more. I had a conversation with a guy today. It drove me crazy. We're talking about work and finances. And they're just like, well, if I could just make like 40K a year, I would be totally cool with that. It's like, dude, you're worth so much more if you would just see yourself in that light. And the same is true for you. The same is true for your family members. Like, see yourself as more. See yourself as worthy as more. You are. You're worthy of everything. But you can only be a steward of what God thinks you can handle right now in your life. So if you're not getting that much, it's probably because you're not being a good steward to it. Probably because you're not telling yourself the truth. Probably because you're giving in to what everybody else wants you to do versus what you really want to do. And these are all things that we work on when we're doing chiropractic adjustment, but it's not just about that. It's literally about, like, these are the keys, right? These are the keys. Tell yourself the truth. Tell the people in your life the truth. Just start telling the truth. Be unapologetic with it and see what opens up for you. Don't give in on your truth ever. And don't let somebody outshine it. Like, no matter what it is, trust the science, whatever BS, like, dude, just trust your truth. Whatever is true for you, who cares what anybody else thinks? Know your worth. Know what you are worth as a human being and see yourself as more, because ultimately right now, I guarantee you, if you're listening to this, this includes myself and I'm talking to myself as I'm looking at this, is that you are worth more than you are giving yourself for right now. Your life is worth more. You're amazing. You have more skills. You have more traits. You have more talents. You have more capabilities. You're better looking. You're stronger. You're more physically fit than you're giving yourself credit for right now. Start seeing yourself as more and see what opens up for you in your life. Number four is what you are seeking is seeking you. And this is key. And I couldn't even wrap my head around this concept for the longest time. But it's so important to understand is that whatever you are seeking inside of your life is actually actively seeking you as well. But in order to get those things that you are seeking inside of your life, you must be willing to do one thing, which leads me to key number five, and that is you must be willing to do the work required. Unrelenting, unapologetically, do the work required. Now, for each of you, this is going to look like different things. For me, I know the work that I do on a daily basis, even when it's exhausting, even when I don't want to get up at 4 a.m., even when I have an argument with my wife, even when I'm not feeling well, all of those things, there's a specific set of strategies and actions that I do every single day unrelentingly, and I will continue to do so until the day that I die, because I understand that what I am seeking is also seeking me, and in order to get it, I must be willing to do the work that is required. That means getting adjusted. That means eating healthy when I don't want to. That means working out when I don't want to. That means recording a podcast like this when I could be hanging out with my family downstairs with Coco while she's begging to see me right now. A number of things is just being willing to do the work required. And the reason that I do it, the reason that I'm recording this podcast, is because I want to share with you the keys to help you see that you are worth more. And whatever you're looking for inside of your life, if you don't already have it, it's because of one of these keys that we just talked about. So my question for you is this. I have five of them. One, where are you not telling the truth in your life? Two, where are you giving in on your values when you know you shouldn't be? Number three, do you know your worth? Number four, do you know what you're seeking and did you know that it's seeking you? And then number five, and most importantly, is are you doing the work required? Like, so many times I've looked back at my life and been like, oh man, if I could just have X, Y, or Z, and I realize that, yeah, well, no wonder you're not going to have it because you haven't done the work required. Like, you literally just can't expect to have a multi-million-dollar home if you don't do any of the work. Like, if you never want to learn anything after you go to college and you never want to wake up early to read, or you never want to wake up early to go to the gym, or you never want to invest into your relationship to have a better sex life, like, no wonder that you don't have the things that you want in your life, because you don't do the work required to actually have them. Think of it just like a bank account. Like, for any part, any aspect of your life, whether it's your business, whether it's your body, whether it's your relationships, whatever, or your spirituality, like, if you're not putting deposits into those bank accounts, how could you ever expect to withdraw? And the withdrawal is getting the thing that you're looking for. You can't. Like, it's physically impossible to do so. So start looking at all the areas of your life as, like, as a bank account. Are you just trying to withdraw? Because eventually, if you're just kind of trying to withdraw and you never do deposits, you're going to get an NSF, non-sufficient funds. receipt or email or letter or whatever the case is. The only way to do it is to do the work required and start to put investments and deposits into the relationships, into the business, into your knowledge and skills, into your spirituality in order to have the things that you want to have. Like, it's literally that simple, but it's also that difficult because you have to be unrelenting. You have to not give in. You have to know your worth. You have to tell the truth. So my friends, that's all I have for you on this episode. I love and appreciate every single one of you. If you got some value out of this episode, please do me one of two things. One, leave a rating. Two, leave a review. I will come at you again next week. I hope you have a fantastic week. Love and appreciate you. Peace.
Thank you for listening to The Nexus Podcast with your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley. If you're interested in receiving more information about optimizing your brain and nervous system, check out our website at www.nexusfamilychiropractic.com.